proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We continue with our series about the names of God, looking at the compound name Yahweh Nisi, the Lord our banner. The word Nisi is a combination of two words, the Hebrew word Nes and the personal pronoun, first person. The word Nes derived from the verb Nasas, which meant lift up. The only time that verb appeared was in the 9th chapter of the book of Zechariah, where the translators rendered the word as ensign. An ensign can serve as a banner or a standard used to indicate rank or authority. In the Zechariah passage, God wanted the Israelites to know that he would exalt his people in the world, raising them up as though they were a precious possession. The Hebrew noun Nes could also represent an elongated vertical column, even a pole. In the 21st chapter of the book of Numbers, for instance, God instructed Moses to construct a brazen serpent and lift it up, elevating it, using a pole. In that way, the thousands of Israelites bitten by fiery serpents in the wilderness could be held the brazen serpent and look upon it in order that they might live. In some cases, the word Nes metaphorically denoted a flag, a standard flown aloft as a marker to show others where to assemble. The prophet Isaiah used this word in the 5th chapter of his book, portraying God calling the Gentile nations to come unto him. God used the word Nes again in the 14th chapter of Jeremiah in relation to an impending invasion. He declared, quote, "Set up the standard, Nes, toward Zion. Retire, stay not, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction," unquote. One of the most striking uses of the term Nes, though, occurred in the 26th chapter of the book of Numbers. Moses employed that word with reference to those whom God killed in the rebellion that Korah had instigated. He thereby implied that others who would consider railing against God's choice of leadership needed to consider what would happen to those people who rebelled against God's leaders and abandoned their intentions to defame God's leaders and criticize them. The phrase Yahweh Nisi is found in the 17th chapter of the book of Exodus. The Israelites had just defeated the Amalekites at Rephidim. Moses built an altar there and referred to it as Yahweh Nisi, the Lord my banner. By doing that, he may have intended to convey two different interpretations of that title. The verse following the naming of the altar explained that, quote, "The Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation," unquote. By building the altar and naming it Yahweh Nisi, Moses might have wanted to remind the Israelites that when future conflicts with Amalek arose, God would continue to fight on behalf of the Jewish nation. In addition, Moses might have wanted the Jews to recollect the miraculous nature of their victory. As long as Moses held his hands toward heaven, God gave the Israelites the advantage in the battle. Every time they heard the name Yahweh Nisi, they might recollect the miraculous way in which God granted them a victory. A victory in which God gave them, not because they were mightier than the Amalekites, not because they were more warlike than the Amalekites, but simply as a means of God fulfilling his promise to treat the nation of Israel as his peculiar people. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.